Newsbreak podcast.
Extreme heat has consequences for our health and well-being. Not only does it just make us agitated and irritated, but it also can lead to headaches, heat cramps, dehydration, and other more serious health effects.
And you've identified some vulnerable groups with regard to heat wave. What are the studies telling us?
So the first group that comes to mind are infants and small children who rely on others to care for them and make sure they're drinking enough water, not spending too much time outside running around when it's very hot and overexerting themselves. And then other groups would be pregnant women, elderly women, people on certain medications, and a very at-risk group of concern for us in South Africa, given what we saw happen in the Northern Cape, are outdoor workers.
The difference between indoors and outdoors during a heat wave, and what has the data shown you in this regard?
So many South African homes are not thermally insulated to make sure that during a heat wave, a home will stay cool. So typically, we do not have insulation in our walls or our ceilings, and this means that the outdoor temperature can very quickly be mimicked inside the dwelling. So it might be 38 degrees outside, but inside it's like 34 or even 36, depending on the characteristics of the building itself. And this is where people may get confused because they think being inside means it's cooler. But unless you've got really well ventilated space, so you can try and create the through breeze by opening a window and a door or opening the windows early in the morning to cool the house, it's very difficult to keep certain houses cool during heat wave events.
Well, what do you do then to stay cool? Like you pointed out, there are some homes and communities that have the luxury of cooling aids and some don't. What becomes the most sort of immediate or natural advice for dealing with heat waves as we're seeing in South Africa currently?
The most important thing that we need to do with dealing with heat waves in South Africa as we're experiencing now is to let people know, to get the information out there of how people can cope during a heat wave event. The most important thing is to drink water. Try and avoid fizzy drinks, cool drinks, and alcohol. Water is what makes up most of our body, and so when it's very hot and we do sweat, we lose water and we don't want to dehydrate. Second thing is to avoid being outdoors during the hottest time of the day where possible, and then to do simple things like rinse your arms and feet in a basin of cold water, for example, and then, as I mentioned before, to open the windows and doors of your house early in the morning when it's still cool, and then close them later as the day moves on and it gets hotter. Also close curtains to reduce the direct sunlight coming into the house.
How mindful must one be of the elderly, specifically during heat waves?
Especially those people living in homes for the elderly and who are relying on others to look after them. It is often the case that they cannot regulate their own temperatures. They may have a pre-existing disease or, as you mentioned, a suppressed immune system. And in this case, we have to make sure that our caregivers, our health care practitioners and nurses are aware of the types of things that one can do to help the elderly cope with heat during a heat wave.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.